We are going to focus on many of the issues that voters tell us are most important. Jobs.
Law and order.
Climate change.
Social security.
This next question comes from the public.
The biggest tax cuts.
Your schools are no good.
Immigration.
How can you unite a country?
Income inequality.
You have no job.
Gross national debt.
Pre-existing conditions.
Race.
You're living in poverty.
Uncertain issues.
Too much inequality.
Cyber attack.
Deportation.
The Supreme Court.
Discipline.
Let me repeat the question.
Okay.
So, let's begin.
It's a challenge every election cycle. How do you slice up the American electorate into groups that have meaning if you look at specific issues? Is there a way to really see how issues affect Americans in different communities? Answering this question is the mission of the American Communities Project that has divided the country into 15 distinct communities. Using these categories as a guide and a little of our own reporting, we've been pursuing an initiative we're calling Portrait of an American Voter. We're hearing your thoughts and concerns about the challenges facing our nation. It's not a scientific poll. It's more a personal, emotional exploration of how individual voters are making up their minds on issues from education and the environment to police brutality and PTSD. Up next, we hear from a voter in the college town community type.
My name is Dustin Cole LeBlanc. I am 32 years old, and I live in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. My daytime job is an instructional specialist in the Cumberland Valley School District. And then in my free time, I also serve as the executive artistic director of the Carlisle Theater Company. It is a very conservative area, a very religious stronghold. So I think the biggest things going on right now in Cumberland County deal with, I think, just diversity and equality. For the most part, it's still a pretty stable, conservative area. One of the hot topics in town is we have an LGBT protection ordinance that's being discussed. I know Pennsylvania, I think, is the only state in the Northeast that doesn't have state legislation protecting LGBT people. And about 25 communities have passed one of those in Pennsylvania, but we are not one of them. So right now we have no protections for that. We had a vigil for Orlando in the square of town where over 200 people showed up. So I think right now there's some momentum building there, and I know I would like to see that continued in the future to make sure that it's the best area that it can be, because we have a very interesting town, some incredible education and diversity just by nature of having Dickinson College right in town, the U.S. Army War College right there, but to some degree they're still the good old country boy mentality, which unfortunately, in my opinion, brings some ignorance to current issues going on. So there's still two American legions, one that was traditionally the Caucasian, one that was traditionally the African American. So there's still some of that separation in town. So I know lately the mayor especially has been helping to push that. I feel like, speaking for some of the younger generation, that there is hope on the horizon. As we start to see a shift in who really makes up the town and the county, I think for the first time next year, Caucasian students will not make up the majority of our school district. So that's a great learning opportunity for everybody on, you know, what's happening in our school district, how we can approach it, how we can celebrate that diversity and encourage kids, you know, to move from just accepting that people are different to celebrating that people are different.
To hear all 15 voices featured in our Portrait of an American Voter project, head over to thetakeaway.org/voter.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.